The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Metaxas Show.
Today's show is brought to you by the Brothers Karamazov.
Not the book, the actual brothers themselves.
They love Eric and wanted to support him, so they decided to sponsor the show.
Is that not amazing?
And Dostoevsky doesn't know a thing about it.
And he invented them.
Now your host, Eric Metaxas.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's just a little too wacky for me right now. I'm sitting in my radio studio here in New York City. If you have Metaxas Super, you can see us on the cameras. And I'm sitting here with someone I admire very greatly named Franklin Graham. Franklin, welcome to this program.
Thank you. It's great to be with you again.
You've been on this program before. The last time you were here, I think you were still a practicing vegan.
Well, I was.
Did you finally kick that foolishness to the curb?
I did, but you know, being a vegan's not easy, especially in Boone, North Carolina. It was tough.
Because ribs are not vegan.
They're not, no, but I was told that on Super Bowl Sunday that pepperoni pizza is vegan on Super Bowl Sunday.
Right.
So in North Carolina.
Actually, the Pope declared that.
I think so.
It's okay on Super Bowl Sunday.
That's right.
Well, it is wonderful to have you here. I hardly know where to begin. Let's just say this. You have a book out called Through My Father's Eyes. Obviously about your father, Billy Graham, who so recently passed. I was just telling you before we went on the air, I spent time with your daughter, Sissy Graham Lynch. My wife and I were in Israel with her, and she is the loveliest young woman. Obviously, you and your wife should be very, very proud. But it was while we were there with her that she got a phone call from you.
Right.
Telling her that her grandfather had passed away.
Right, yeah.
And it's an amazing thing because I think for anybody who loved your father, to hear that news was truly stunning.
Yeah.
And yet, of course, you are his son and she's actually his granddaughter. So it's a different order of magnitude.
Yeah.
But she got that call from you. We were all in the old city. I was in the Church of the Sepulchre, actually, when my wife went off with Sissy to get a cup of coffee or something. And we were all taken aback. And yet I have the opportunity now to ask you, how did this transpire? Did you know that your father was close to death? Because he's not been particularly well. He had not been particularly well for a long time. But it didn't seem that you were expecting this to happen when it did.
Well, when he was 90, my mother died. And we didn't expect him to live a year. He loved her so much. And then when he approached 95, he said, I'm going to live to be 100. Well, we believed him. And we have been preparing for his funeral for years, always just having the plan in place, knowing what to do and who's going to be this or that, so forth. So January, we all met to go over those plans one more, because he said he was going to live to be 100. To make 100, all he had to do was make it to February. He was born November 7th, 1918. He died on the 21st of February, 2018. You count 9 months, you're into November.
Oh, my gosh.
He made it to 100.
So, oh, my gosh. I certainly have never heard that. That's really kind of amazing.
It is. And I had visited my father 2 days before he died.
Yeah.
I go every Sunday or went every Sunday to visit him. And so we were there in his office. He did, the last year of his life, he didn't say anything, Eric. He just... every now and then he said something, but he was just very quiet. And so I said, Daddy, I said, I'm going to be in Texas next week. I'm going to flight school, and I have to do this every year, so I'll be down there for the week. I'll come see you when I get back. You know, he didn't say anything, just quiet. But I would tell him things that we were doing because I knew he could hear me. And I noticed his arm was shaking a little bit. I said, Daddy, are you cold? He went, You're cold. Okay, so I knew he heard me. So I went, got a blanket, put around him, snuggled it up around his neck.
Yeah.
After about 5 minutes, his hand quit shaking, and he began to snore lightly, and I knew he was asleep. So I just had prayer for him. Then I left. Did not expect that 2 days later. In Texas, my phone would ring early in the morning and said, your father's just passed away. But we were ready for it, and he was ready. He's been ready for a long time. He'd been wanting to go home. He kept at the foot of his bed so he could lie in bed and look at the wall on the other side of the room, a huge portrait of my mother. And he told me time and time again as I'd go in to see him, Franklin, I miss your mother more today than I've ever missed her. And now that was up till about a year ago. Then he just kind of got quiet. But I think his ministry was prayer. He had these last 5 years basically in bed, not able to do a whole lot. He did work on a couple of books, but he did it from his bed. I think his prayer life was his ministry. He prayed for us children. He prayed for, I think, the ministry. He prayed for his friends. He prayed for, I believe, the president and different ones. And that was his ministry, as he just in bed, not able to do much. He just got quiet, and I think he prayed.
Well, there are so many people, it may be hard for you to believe because you've grown up in such a faith-filled world, but there's so many people that fear death, that are uncomfortable with it. They have no idea of what you know and I know and your father knew, that we are meant to go to be with Jesus forever. It is home.
Yeah,
it will make any home we have here seem like a foreign land.
That's exactly right.
And when you start thinking about those who've gone before, mm-hmm. that you think, what would it be like to have 5 minutes with someone who's gone on before that I loved? I think of my grandmother. What would I give to have a few minutes with her?
Right.
And when we get to heaven, we're going to have that and so much more. And so it really genuinely ought to be something that we look forward to with our whole hearts.
That's exactly right.
And so few people do. So many people don't. They may say they believe in God or whatever, but they really don't understand that this is true.
Right.
This is not just some Pollyanna idea that we've come up with
That's
to make
right.
ourselves feel better. And I feel sorry for those people because I think God wants you to look forward to being with him when he
Correct.
Calls you.
Right.
So whenever someone like your father passes on, there's a joy. There's
yeah.
a celebration that he's gone home.
Yeah.
He's not gone. He's home.
And there's sadness because, you know, he's gone. But his funeral service, we weren't crying. We were just rejoicing that he's in heaven. And he's with the Lord. My father, someone asked him one time, where is heaven? He said, wherever Jesus is. And he said, I'm looking forward to being with him. So wherever Jesus is, that's where we're going to be one day. And, you know, whether we go up or wherever it is, and I've often thought that maybe, you know, heaven is another dimension and we just kind of like stepping through a mirror or something. I don't know.
Well, I would think it is.
Yeah.
I mean, we know it's outside of time and space.
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes up is just a metaphor. When Jesus ascended, it's
right.
not like he's like, I've got to go in this direction.
Right.
I mean, he could have just stepped backwards into heaven, but he decided to do it that way. But it's so clear that it's real. In fact, it's more real mm-hmm. than this world. But people don't, you know, they don't believe that. And I think that's important for us to reinforce that. For so many people that fear death, it's like, do you have any idea
right.
what God has prepared for you? I mean, if you call on him by faith.
I remember my father years ago, they was asking him about death. He said, I'm not afraid of death. He said, it's just the dying part I'm not too sure about.
That, yeah, yeah.
But
well, somebody he once interviewed, Woody Allen, once said, "I'm not afraid of death. I just don't want to be there when it happens."
Yeah.
I talked to Woody Allen about interviewing your father years before. We're going to go to a break, but I'm talking, folks, to Franklin Graham about the new book about his father, Billy Graham. It's called Through My Father's Eyes. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. We'll be right back.
Here and now, eyes were open wide. You came along just like a song upon the breeze, illuminated.
Albin, what's different about me?
Well,
you see
great.
The glow in my face?
Yeah.
Do I just have a kind of a posture
you
you've never seen before?
Yes.
Yeah, well, let me tip you off. You see what I'm sitting in?
What?
It's called a chair. No, it's not just a chair. It's X chair.
Wow.
Yes, I got an X chair of my very own. As you can see, I'm moving. It's beautiful, sleek, modern design. It will improve the look of any room or office. It makes this dumpy studio look okay. It's an ultra-personalized fit. There's hundreds of ways you can customize it for your body type and comfort level. Experience the X chair for yourself by going to xchaireric.com or calling 1-844-4-X-CHAIR. X-Chair comes with a 30-day, no-questions-asked guarantee of complete satisfaction. The X-Chair is on sale now for $100 off, so call or go to xchaireric.com now to save $100. And use code ERICFOOTREST, and they'll even throw in a free footrest. Go to xchaireric.com and use the code ERICFOOTREST.
Warning, property protected by electric fence. Sharks sighted in water.
There are a lot of warnings you don't want to miss.
Bridge out.
Especially when it comes to your identity and the personal information on your devices. That's why new LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now adds Norton Security for more protection than ever. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect threats, like your personal info for sale on the dark web. And Norton Security helps protect up to 5 devices from ransomware and other online threats. Plus, if you have a problem, our agents will work to fix it. No one can stop every cyber threat, prevent all identity theft, or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But missing a warning sign...
Warning. Minefield ahead.
...could be dangerous. Join now and get an additional 10% off your first year. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code SMART. That's promo code SMART. New LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
Your credit card companies love you. They love it when your cards stay maxed out. They love it when you only make minimum payments. They love it when you struggle. Why? Because they own you. And minimum payments mean maximum profits. Here's great news. National Debt Relief is now offering you free information on how to escape your credit card debt nightmare. If you owe more than $10,000 in credit card debt and are only barely making minimum payments, know this. You may not have to pay it all back. In fact, you may have the right to settle that debt for only a fraction of what you owe. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of people get rid of over $500 million of debt, and they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get the information you need for free right now before this offer goes away. Call National Debt Relief now and escape your credit card debt troubles. 800-679-1288. 800-679-1288. 800-679-1288.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
To say, and a great multitude was gathered there without a thing to eat for days. Up stepped a little boy with a basket. Please take this, Lord, he said. And with just 5 loaves and 2 little fishes, 5,000 had fish and bread. Who was it, everybody? Who was it, everybody? Who was it, everybody? It was Jesus Christ our Lord.
Yeah, you heard the man. That's the great Johnny Cash. And I'm sitting here with Franklin Graham, the son of Billy Graham. And I know, Franklin, that you knew Johnny Cash. I didn't expect to talk to you about Johnny Cash. But what was Johnny Cash like just to sit down, eat breakfast with or whatever?
Just like when you listen to him on the radio, he's just the same guy. I preached his funeral. And the interesting thing how my father got to meet Johnny Cash was because I listened to Johnny Cash's little boy, his Ring of Fire. And I played that over and over and over again. So my father thought if he could meet Johnny Cash, it would help him have maybe more rapport with me.
You have got to be kidding.
So he asked when he was in Nashville if he could meet Johnny Cash. And as a result of that, they became very close friends. They took vacations together. They traveled together. And it just ended up being one of my father's lifelong friends.
That is unbelievable. I was, it was 91 when your father preached in Central Park.
Yeah.
And I was there, and I remember that Johnny Cash was on the stage at that time. And many people don't realize how important Jesus was to Johnny Cash. Yes. They just, I mean, the film about him, it was a wonderful film, but it left out the most important part of his life was his faith in Jesus.
That's right.
What an honor to have known him, and how funny to hear that your father wanted to meet him because he wanted. That's just an amazing story. Now you, some people know your story, some don't. But you were something of a prodigal to be the son of the great evangelist Billy Graham. Did you feel a pressure that made you uncomfortable, that drove you away from God? What was it going on early in life?
No, I don't think it was any of that. It's not that I've rebelled against God or rebelled against my mother and father. I just decided I want to walk life in my own shoes, and I was just going to find out what was fun, and if that bothered them, that was too bad. I don't think I was much different than maybe people who are listening right now on the radio. I just wanted to make my own course in life. And I found, Eric, as I went down the road of life, there was an ever-increasing emptiness in my life. And the things that I thought that would bring the happiness or the pleasure became just empty. And I just got on my knees one night and I just said, God, I've made a mess of my life. If you can take the pieces of my life, you can have it. If you can put it together and make sense out of it, I surrender. It's yours. And that night when I prayed that prayer, I meant it. It wasn't, it was just something I meant. And I remember at that time I smoked cigarettes. I would smoke two packs sometimes.
How old were you at this?
I was 22.
Yeah.
And I remember that night I laid down and I just asked God to help me take the cigarettes away from me. And the next morning I got up. I remember I didn't want a cigarette. I normally smoke two or three before breakfast and didn't smoke. Went through lunch. And then I realized I think God has taken the taste away from me. And a couple of days later, I picked up a cigarette. And I lit it, and I took one puff, and I put it out. It did not taste good to me. And God just took the taste away from me. Now, the desire, because mentally in your head you have this desire, because it's an addiction.
Yeah.
But he took the taste away. And I just, every day, I just, Lord, I need you to help me to live my life in such a way that I will honor you. And I know smoking is not going to honor you. I'll just give it up. And he took it, which I'm very grateful for. Now, I know there may be people listening right now that may smoke. And you say, well, can I be a Christian and smoke? Sure you can. But if you want to quit, just ask him to help you. He helped me. He can help you.
Well, it's kind of funny because when people think of your father, they don't think of the miraculous. In other words, your father preached the simplest gospel message, salvation message. And rarely, as far as I know, spoke about the miraculous. That's not to say that he didn't believe in it, but you don't, when you think of him, it's not like thinking of Oral Roberts or somebody who is praying for people. And yet, what you're describing clearly is a miracle. I mean, there's no other way to describe it.
Well, it's just God knows what he's doing. And he just took it away. And I'm grateful for that. But we're talking about my father, his simple gospel message. Eric, it goes back to some decisions he made in life. People have asked, well, how did Billy Graham become Billy Graham? How did Billy Graham become what he was? My father, early in his ministry, got down on his knees. He was in San Bernardino and took the Bible, because at that time there were other evangelicals, and they were discussing the Word of God, that the Bible contained the Word of God, but it wasn't necessarily the Word of God. It just contained it, you know. And you could pick. This maybe wasn't the Word of God. This is the Word of God. So,
oh, that's interesting. Yeah, I didn't realize.
And so there was this big discussion about the authority of Scripture.
Yeah.
And so my father, as a young man, went out and he set the Bible down on a stump, and he just prayed, Lord, he said, I don't understand all of this book, but I'm just going to believe it. That is true, that it's your word, and help me to preach it. And that was his prayer. Now, he made the decision that the Bible was God's word. And when he stood up to preach, he held the Bible in his hand, and he would say, the Bible says. He always went back to the authority of the Scripture. And because of that decision, God just blessed my father. Mm-hmm. Now, when it came to preaching, he kept a simple gospel message because he believed in the power of the gospel. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't understand the gospel. The gospel is that Jesus Christ is God's Son, that he took our sins upon the cross, that he died and shed his blood for our sins. He was buried for our sins, and on the third day, God raised him to life. There's supernatural, Holy Spirit-filled power just in that message. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't understand it. All I know is it works. Mm. And if you preach the gospel, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but should have everlasting life, if you preach this, God will bless it, and God will use it. What happens is many people think, well, it's too simplistic. It's maybe foolish. It is foolish to the world. Mm-hmm. You know, you believe in some guy 2,000 years ago? That's foolish. I don't want to get that. And he died for my sins? Well, I don't. How did that happen? I wasn't even born. Oh, and then he came from the dead. He rose again? Well, I don't believe that either. Mm-hmm. So to the world, it is foolishness. But there's supernatural power in God's word. And so in this book that I've written, Through My Father's Eyes, I'm trying to put to the reader the things in my father's life that molded and shaped him. And so when you read the book, you'll find out why Billy Graham went to where he went. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't because he was a good-looking guy or he was anything special. He wasn't. It's because of God, and God directed his steps. Each step that he took, he just believed God. He was a man of prayer, and he believed in praying over everything that he did. I remember having dinner. We heard about a tragedy that had taken place at a Christian ministry, and some people had been hurt. Franklin, let's pray for them right now. And this was his life. He believed in prayer, and in every evangelical meeting that he ever had, he always said the three greatest ingredients into any kind of evangelistic enterprise is prayer, it's prayer, and it's prayer. And if we in ministry will commit ourselves to prayer, God will use that. God will answer prayer, and he'll take us places that we never could imagine.
It's interesting because people forget that, you know, if the God of the Bible is real, then everything is a spiritual battle.
Yes.
Absolutely everything is a spiritual battle, and we kid ourselves to forget about that or to brush it aside or to say, yes, but what else? Because, of course, there's what else, but the what else comes out of prayer.
Right.
And it's fascinating because I can't think of anyone besides your father who ever had a life that was blessed in the way that his was. It's unique. It's clear that God is all over it, and that there are innumerable people as we sit here who believe in Jesus as a result of your father's preaching.
You know, my father preached a simple gospel message. Many people looked up to him as a celebrity. My father never saw himself as a celebrity. He never wanted to be famous. He just wanted to be a simple preacher.
Well, I'm glad he was famous because I think he got the gospel message out there. But that's sometimes the way God works. Folks, when we come back, we're talking to Franklin Graham, who is the son of the great Billy Graham. The new book is called Through My Father's Eyes. And this is the Eric Metaxas Show. This website is MetaxasTalk.com. And be held in sin's red sweat. I'd rather have Jesus than anything.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under $1 a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Happy day indeed. We're speaking with Franklin Graham, who is, of course, the son of the great, now late, Billy Graham. The new book is called Through My Father's Eyes. And you know, Franklin, whenever I have the privilege of interviewing you, I feel instantly like Larry King, because so many times you're on that program. So I feel like saying to you, with all the tragedies that are happening, how can you believe in a good God? He would always ask that question, right? Yeah. That was his standard. That was the go-to question when you have Franklin Graham on.
Well, you know, Larry King always tried to set my father up to give him an opportunity to give the gospel.
Why do you think he would do that? Because I don't think Larry King is a Christian.
I think God did it. And God, you know, in life we have these moments and these opportunities where God sets us before certain people.
Yeah.
I think when we pray, and this is what I cover in the book, when we pray, God can miraculously turn things around and he can make things happen.
Yeah.
And I pray before I do almost everything that God would just give me the wisdom for that moment to help me to say the right thing. Now, the times I get in trouble are the times I forgot to pray. I got in a hurry, looking at my watch. Oh, well, I got to go. And then you end up saying things or doing things. You say, oh, I wish I'd stopped and prayed
right
before I did this. I didn't do it. And then I'll just say, Lord, I'm sorry, forgive me, and don't let me do that again, please.
Yeah. Now, I want to ask you, just because I had the joy of meeting Sissy when we were in Israel, how many kids do you have?
I have four.
You have four kids and grandchildren?
We've got 12 grandchildren.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't realize that. Holy cow. Are they anywhere near where you live?
Some of them, yes. Sissy lives in Florida.
Yeah.
But I've got two sons. Right now, three sons live there in North Carolina.
Well, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
That's all right. So to get back to your father's story, you talk about what he was as a father. Most people think of him as the great Billy Graham preaching with the wind blowing in a great stadium, but you knew him as a father. What was he like as a father? And what was he like, let me ask specifically, when you were, you know, 20, 21 years old and you were not walking with God, what was that must have been heartbreaking for him?
Well, I don't know if it was heartbreaking. I think he and my mother both, when I was born, gave me to the Lord. So their attitude was, well, Lord, he's yours, so deal with him. And I think
that's a pretty healthy attitude.
I think they've realized at some point the Lord would get my attention, but my parents were very, very careful not to push me away. I remember my father. Just a few weeks before I accepted Christ, we were in Lausanne, Switzerland. My father had a conference for evangelist and church evangelical leaders there in Lausanne. And so it was my birthday. He said, well, Frank, let's go for a walk. We walked along Lake Geneva. And he said, Frank, I want you to know that your mother and I, we love you. Well, I said, okay, thanks. I appreciate that. We walked a little further. Frank, wherever you go in life, whatever you do, we want you to know that our door will always be open to you. Okay, well, I didn't doubt that, but okay, thanks. Walked a little further. And he said, Franklin, he said, I sense there's a struggle, a battle for the soul of your life. And your mother and I are praying for you, and you're going to have to make a decision. And we believe that decision will be soon. Either you're going to have to accept Jesus Christ and make him the Lord of your life, or you're going to have to reject him. There's no riding the fence. When he said that, Eric, it made me mad because I knew deep down inside he was right and what he was saying to me was true, and I didn't want to face the truth. And I thought about that. It took a couple of weeks before it got to that point where I realized my father was right. But the things that my father said to me, the things I learned, his heavenly father was guiding and directing my earthly father. And so what I've learned through my father's eyes are a reflection of my father in heaven, his eyes. And we are to, in life, to be like our father in heaven. He wants us to follow him. He wants us to trust him. And so this book is about how we can have that relationship with God in a deeper way. And come to know our Father, his eyes in heaven, who guides and directs us, who loves us, who wants to be with us each step of the way. And so the spiritual lessons I learned from my father is really about what this book is about, is that helped me and still help me today in the ministry. I mean, just there are things that I learned from my father about how to, practical things like how to deal with board of directors.
That's real tough stuff.
Business.
Yeah.
I learned from my father. My father was transparent. Long before people were required to have audits and stuff, my father had his finances audited, made it public.
When we come back, I want to talk to you more about that. I want to talk about the Billy Graham rule, of which I am a fan. We'll be right back. A little Larry Norman.
Pray that it's blessed. Jesus takes care of the rest. Yes, the Lord said that he'll take care of the rest. He's gonna do it. He'll take care of the rest. He'll see it through it. Yeah.
Hey, Albin.
Hey, Eric.
Yes.
I'd like to tell you about Relief Factor.
Yes.
Relief Factor, the website is relieffactor.com, is something I've been taking for quite a while.
I know. You've taken it on the air.
I've taken it literally on the air.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, I think they deal with pain and they kind of think, well, that's just the way it is now. Mm. And I say, wait a second. That may be. But you know what? I would try Relief Factor first, which is what I did. It really does help. It's an anti-inflammatory, but it's botanical. So it's all natural. It's not like taking Advil or some crazy thing like that, which is ultimately toxic. You don't want to put that stuff in your body. So I take Relief Factor. You can take it for 3 weeks and you'll know if it works for you, because there are all these different neural pain pathways, and each one of the things in the Relief Factor package deals with a different one. So I recommend that people get the Quick Start Pack for $19.95, and then you'll know. It is available at relieffactor.com. I would just go there, go to relieffactor.com, check it out. It works for me, relieffactor.com. Imagine a politician saying this today: I have wondered at times what the Ten Commandments would have looked like if Moses had run them through the U.S. Congress. That is a quote from Ronald Reagan. He showed us through his life, his faith, and with his words that Judeo-Christian values and principles matter. You can help spread the legacy of Ronald Reagan, and you can do it by getting a Reagan email address. Right now, if you have a Gmail, AOL, Yahoo, or other big tech company email address, you help them market their service with every email you send. In return, they scan your emails and target you with unwanted advertising. Well, thanks to our sponsor, ReaganPrivacy.com, you can instead share the Reagan name with every email you send, and they won't scan your emails. They'll leave you alone. Get an email address you'll be proud to own at ReaganPrivacy.com. Your very own personal private email address is available to you at ReaganPrivacy.com. Get your Reagan email address right now at ReaganPrivacy.com.
Mr. Rogers?
Yeah.
I like you.
I like you, my dear.
America is falling in love with Mr. Rogers again. Entertainment Weekly raves, it's the movie we need right now.
Fred's theology was love your neighbor and love yourself. It was a communication right into their hearts.
Mr. Rogers' faith has inspired us all.
Thank you for whatever you do to bring joy and faith to our world today.
Please? Won't you be my neighbor? Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now in theaters everywhere.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Freedom. One nation in all of human history was built on that bedrock. Ours. A republic of the people, by the people, and for the people. Self-government requires freedom, just as freedom requires an individual willingness to self-govern. Freedom has made America exceptional, but it can only last as long as you and I seek the good, as expressed by the laws of nature and nature's God. It can only last if you and I choose to act as people of character. Forging character has been the pursuit of Hillsdale College since 1844. Hillsdale College forges character and elevates civic discourse both on campus and nationwide. To find out how you can take their free online courses or receive a complimentary subscription to Imprimis, a monthly speech digest, visit hillsdalefreedom.com. That's hillsdalefreedom.com.
It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I said Larry Norman. Of course, I meant Keith Green. For those of you scoring at home, I'm sitting here with Franklin Graham in the studio, feeling like Larry King, minus the suspenders. Franklin, you know, it's a treasure to know that you're following your father's footsteps. When you share about what it was like as being a young man, I guess I have to ask, what could go through your mind, you know, at age 18 or 19 or 20, hearing your father deliver the gospel message so clearly and see so many people go down to make this commitment and to be indifferent to it? How is that possible?
It went in one ear and out the other. And it's not a question of being indifferent. You remember what my father was saying was as a spiritual message.
Yeah.
And you have to receive it. in your spirit. Mm. And my spirit was the world. That's what I wanted. I wanted the things of the world. I didn't want to hear anything about what he was preaching. Not that I would rebel against it. It's just, you know, that daddy, that's for you. I want my own life. I want to do what is fun. I want the things of the world and that appetite. But that's what led to the emptiness in my life. Mm. But yet I remember that night when I got on my knees, what I had learned from my father.
Well, there's an irony here, right? Because I think that so many people think, I want to have fun. I don't want to follow God. And what they don't realize, what I have certainly realized in my life, is that following God is the most fun, wonderful thing there is. That if you want to be around people who laugh and enjoy life, the people that I know who are most serious about Jesus are the most emotionally healthy, mm-hmm. and they have tons of fun.
Yeah.
It's just that they don't make an idol of fun, which is the stupidest thing you could ever do in the world. But they have fun. I mean, I think of your friends, Greg Laurie, Jack Graham, and I've met Skip Heitzig. And I thought, these men, I've become instant friends with them because they know how to laugh.
Yeah.
And I think to myself, here are three guys, and you're the fourth, is so serious about Jesus. You're preaching stadiums, and yet you have tons of fun walking with God. So this is one of the lies of our culture, of the world, that having fun is at odds with walking with God. It's not.
Well, I was reading in the paper today, and they're talking about the millennials, and especially the kids that are like 18 to mid-20s, that they're the loneliest generation. It's not the elderly, but it's this younger group of people. Mm-hmm. And the paper today was talking about the loneliness among so many. And it's true. I see this in the work that we're involved in, the ministry, the loneliness that is in the youth culture today. Sex doesn't satisfy, drugs, alcohol doesn't satisfy, and they find themselves alone. And that's what sin does. Sin separates us from God. And God made us. He created us. He wants to have a relationship with us. And there is something in our being that is made for God. And if God is not in that, then there's this loneliness that you can't explain, that relationship after relationship doesn't fill it. Money doesn't fill it. Drugs doesn't fill it. And people are searching. They don't even know what they're searching for. It's God. And God wants that relationship. And we can only have that relationship through Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by me. There's not two roads to God. The people say, well, how about the Hindus? Are they going to go to hell? How about the Muslims? Are they going to go to hell? There's going to be people who came out of the Islamic faith, out of the Buddhist faith, out of the Hindu faith, but they're going to be in heaven just like me. They're going to have to confess their sins and say, God, I'm sorry, and I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior. I want to follow him and trust him as my Lord. So whatever background you come out of, you pray that prayer. God will forgive your sins, and he'll heal your heart, and he'll give you that life that you've been looking for, and he'll give you that satisfaction that you've been longing to have, but it's through faith in Christ.
It's an extraordinary thing, because you know that's true. I know that's true. And I mean, when I say we know it's true, we know it's true. We've lived it. Mm-hmm. We've seen other people live it. But there's so many people that they just don't believe it. They think that you have to become a religious fanatic, or you have to something. They don't understand that God knows them better than they know themselves by far, and that he wants to bless them, that he's their loving father and he wants to bless them, but he can't force his blessing on them.
That's why God uses the gospel, okay? He uses the gospel. What doesn't make sense to the world, there's Holy Spirit-filled power when we preach the gospel, Jesus Christ, God's Son, taking our sins, dying on the cross, shedding his blood, being raised on the third day. There's Holy Spirit-filled power. So when a Greg Laurie, myself, Jack Graham, Skip Heitzig, anybody, any of us, when we preach that gospel message, God takes that and he pierces his heart. It's supernatural. And he will pierce that person's heart and that person's heart. And then all we have to do is just give an invitation. And then now the Holy Spirit is at work in that person's life. Mm. It doesn't make sense, but it works. There's power in it.
And now you do this all over the world. I know that that you do this all over the world. You preach all over the world. Where have you been lately traveling?
Well, I was in Alaska last week, and then I went down to Hawaii. They had a
flood. Alaska, now wait a minute. That's part of the United States. You can't fool me. Well, they made that part of the U.S. in the late 50s.
And then I went to Hawaii.
Okay, that's still part of the United
States. Not to set in the sun, but they had a flood on the island of Kauai.
Okay, so you're going with Samaritan's Purse,
yes.
Which is your organization
right.
That gives relief and aid to people suffering.
And then my next trip will be to Iraq.
To Iraq?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, how does that work?
It's Samaritan's Purse. We've been working there for years.
Do you get to preach in Iraq?
In churches, yes.
In churches.
Yeah.
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 People don't realize how many Christians are persecuted around the world. I know that there's been a campaign to get banners in front of churches to save the persecuted Christians.
And I
think that can save the American church to connect with our brothers and sisters who are suffering around the world. Right. Because I know that many people in America are so comfortable. They just don't think about suffering. They don't think that the gospel sometimes leads to suffering. When we come back, maybe we'll have a moment to talk about that. We're speaking with Franklin Graham. The book is Through My Father's Eyes. This is the Eric Metaxas Show, and our website is metaxastalk.com. We'll be right back.
He got the answer.
Hey, it's me. Are you still having trouble sleeping?
I haven't seen you at church in a while.
Are you okay?
Where have you been? I've been missing you.
I'm with Faithful Counseling, and I'm here to help. Our team of licensed Christian counselors want to help you get through this. We can speak when you're ready by text or phone, even video conferencing from the comfort of your own home. I'd like to help you by giving you your first week free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. I encourage you to try Faithful Counseling. We're here when you need us most. Let's talk right now. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. We really want to help you. It's easy and your first week is free. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com.
How much do you spend on your pest control each year? $200, $300, or even $500 or more? What if I said you could spend less than $25 a year, even less with promo code RADIO20? Then listen up. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free, and yes, it is possible to rid your home or business of unwanted pests for less than $25 per year. The answer is Plug-In Pest Free. Our bestseller, the Plug-In Pest Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. For just a one-time cost of only $249, even less with promo code RADIO20, you'll be pest-free for years to come. Log on to gopestfree.com today. Use promo code RADIO20 and start driving those pests away. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com. Promo code RADIO20.
I'll say goodbye to all my sorrow, and by tomorrow I'll be on my way. I guess the Lord must be in New York City.
There's no guessing about it. I know he's here because I brung him, and Franklin Graham's here, and he lives inside us, and we praise his name.
Amen.
And here we are. Franklin, it's just, again, great to have you here. And the passing of your father so recently, I think of it as a milestone in our culture. I mean, there are very few people like your father who span decades. I think of John Paul II. I think of Queen Elizabeth, who's still with us. But there are figures that span the decades, and that they're very different from, you know, It's funny to think presidents come and go. The longer you live, the more you see the presidents.
That's
come
right.
And go. And look, even the greatest figures come and go. But God had his hand on your father's life in an extraordinary way. And you must meet people all the time who say that I came to Christ because of your father's preaching.
Right, I do. And, you know, I can't talk about my father without talking about my mother. She was his soulmate, partner. And she was an incredible help to my father. Mm. She raised us children. She allowed my father to go. You know, my father, his longest trip before he became, or before he started preaching or met my mother, was from Charlotte to Chicago. My mother was born in China. She had seen the world. She was there during the Japanese invasion. She had gone to school in North Korea. She had seen people bayoneted. She had seen babies thrown and drowned in the river. And she, my mother, this is the world she saw. So when my father got invitations to travel, my mother was encouraging him because she had seen the world and my father saw the world through her eyes. And she was the great encourager and promoter of my father to take the gospel to the ends of the earth. And an incredible lady. And we miss her very much.
Well, as we were saying earlier, it's one of the joys we look forward to heaven because we get to be reunited. And it's something I think everyone should think about that all the time, that what a joy it will be and that it's real and that what we're talking about, these aren't just some ideas, you know. Yeah. And I think I mentioned to you earlier that around 1970 on an ABC special, Woody Allen interviewed your father.
Right.
And I'll never forget watching that because Woody Allen is a comedy hero. I've met him a couple of times and I've aspired to write some of the things the way he's written. So once I met him and I asked him about interviewing your father. And I thought it's so funny because Woody Allen is looking for the same thing that we're looking for. He's looking for Jesus. He doesn't have it. When he thinks that when he dies, he's convinced that's it.
Yeah.
Does it get bleaker than that?
Yeah, that's the end. There's just no more.
And it means that this life literally has no meaning.
That's exactly right. And we have, because of Christ, we have at death, that's the beginning for us. It's not the end. For the believer, it's the beginning of eternity in the presence of God. Can you just imagine what he has in store for us?
I mean, we cannot imagine.
No.
We cannot imagine. Well, it's great to close on that note. Now, Thomas Nelson, which published many of my books, is the publisher of this new book, Through My Father's Eyes, by Franklin Graham Franklin. Just a privilege to sit with you. Thanks for being my guest.
Thank you, Eric.
Folks, that's the program. The book is Through My Father's Eyes. Thank you for listening. Our website is metaxastalk.com.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.